Because you ate every year, what grew that year? So therefore, if you have like in every base core, base soil is like one field, so you ate each field 1 year, that's called like a good chazaka. What's the problem? Love isn't it. Love miyom Rabbi Shmuel. Doesn't Rabbi Shmuel say in our Mishnah? Zachat peri hevi chazaka l'kule peri. One tree is called a chazaka for everything. Like in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel says again, when you cut down all the crops of the grapes, that's called like one chazaka, but it helps for the other two trees also. Then when you cut down the olives, that's called like a second chazaka, but it helps for all three trees. Then you cut down the dates, and also, so even though you're only cutting down one time the dates, but it helps for all three trees. So, lav miyam Rabbi Shmuel, chada peri and the chazaka l'kuli peri, the fact you're using up all the olives, all the dates, that's considered like you're using all three trees. So, achinam here also, hani yev chazaka lahani, that when you eat up these 10 trees 1 year, that's called a good chazaka for all 30 trees. And vahani yev chazaka lahani, when you use the second 10 trees the second year, they also help for all the other 20 trees. Yeah? So, Chura, that should be pshat here also then. That after using like one set of 10 trees, that should be a chazaka, one chazaka for all 30 trees. Now, v'hani mili, when is this said? Heicha de lo yafiku, when you don't take them out. Av lafiku v'lo yochal, lo yavi chazaka. But if it grows, I mean, we're talking about now heicha de lo yafiku, where the fruits did not produce more than this. Av lafiku, but if the trees did produce more than this, and you did not eat it, then lo yavi chazaka. And v'hu debozi bazuzi. Let's do Ashbam side now. Ashbam says, lav niyam Rabbi Shmuel chod de peri yavi chazaka, l'kul de peri. When you eat the zeisim, that's called a chazak even for the tefua. Like you made a chazak in all three. When you take off the wheat, it's like the grapes, like you cut down all three of them. Even though you only did one, each only did one time to each one of them. So the same thing, hochinami. When you use the place of 10 trees, from this year, that should be considered like you used all the other 20 trees. So this one 10 trees should help everything. When do you want to say this is good? Means kiyasrim loyasa peris. That you raised the 10 trees this year, because that's all the fruits that grew this year. The other 20 trees did not give off fruits this year. That's when it helps. Kiyamastar lavad, v'chol shana. Only we're talking about now that each year only 10 trees gave off its produce. That's when the chazak on one tree helps for the other trees. We look at like one big field here. And therefore use the field, all that grew out of this field, therefore it's called a good chazaka. Dum yid Rabbi Shmuel, just like Rabbi Shmuel's case. Shemlaket kol ma shegodal besoder. That he collected everything that grew in the field. In other words, you cut down all the grapes. That's all that was ripe at that time. And then you cut down all the dates. That was all that was ripe at that time. And then you cut down all the olives. That was ripe at that time. So the kids, what's ripe at the time when you're cutting it down now, you have to cut off all the pears that are ripe. Here that we say by using 10 trees, that helps for the whole sodom, that's only if that's all the trees that gave produce fruits. The other 20 did not give off any fruit. The kids, you have to eat all the fruits of the field. Avalafik, produce more, then that's not called a chazaka. And Vudabozi Bazuzi. Shpan says, Avli Yafi, Kani Yelon is Kula Paris. The whole Shana Vayochal El Yud Minayu, and the other ones gave her fruit, and you didn't need more than 10, that's not called the Chazaka. Vudabazuya Vazuya Loshim Zia Klema. Vanimil, the other Chazaka, Shachla Sor, the whole Shana Ainu, Aide Fizer. Shacha Gimel, the whole Beso. That's wow. The Bozi Bazuzi means it has to be spread out. In other words, every year you ate fruits of 10 trees, but not 10 trees from one karka. In other words, you have three carcasses here. So you have three from this, three from that, and three from that. So it's considered like every year you ate the fruits of that carcass. So if you only ate 10 trees, in one field, every single tree, every single beiso is called a field by itself. And that's pshita. One field is not called a chazaka for the next field. Like you have to make a chazaka in the field you want to claim. You can't make a chazaka in one field and claim the other field. Here also, That's why we say eating these trees, even though you're only eating 10 trees out of the 30 is good, that's only that these 10 trees were spread out over all three properties. Therefore, in each karka you raise three trees, therefore it's called the chazaka for the whole field, all three of them. Now, ze hechzik bilonois, ze hechzik bekarka. What's going to be if one makes the chazaka in the trees, and one makes the chazaka bekarka? So Rashi says, shnei lekuchos, shalokus sod ilon, meyodim echad. Two people bought a field, a tree, an orchard, or somebody. And this field had enough karka just for the trees that we had before. A tree needs 16 amas around it. Now the Reuven that first owned the field and the tree, now Reuven today sold the field to somebody, and later he sold the tree to somebody else. So we don't know who really owns it. Going, the owner of the field plowed on the field, and the one of the trees started to pull off the trees, use the trees. So what do we do here? Omar Razid Aziz said, Zekon Ilonis, Zekon Akaka and Echnami. Each one gets what he got. That's all. So Rashbam says, Zekon Ilonis means La Perasayim. But La Karka, the one that owns the trees, only has a right to eat the fruits and nothing to do with the Karka. Shem Yavshu Ilonis, let's say the tree dries up, he has no right to plant another tree there, because he did not buy the karka. The karka he sold to somebody else. He only purely has the right to use the fruits of this tree. That's all. That's called zekon ilonois v'zekon karka. Maskiv lo rapop, rapop, he asked the question, and came if so, ein lo lebal ilonois v'karka klum, if the one that has the tree does not own anything in the karka, that the karka belongs completely to the second one, if so, leima lebal karka lebal ilonois. So the one that received the land, let him say back to the one that has the tree, Oker Ilonka, Shekar Vazil, listen, uproot your tree and get out of here. This is my field. I don't want you to have your tree here. Your tree was here before when one person owned both. But now that I have the land, I don't want you here. So that can't be that the one that has the tree only has the tree without the land. If he only has the tree, that's not called out of the tree. He'll have to get out of there also. But Ella Rada Amra Papa, Zekola Ilonois Vechati Karka. Because really the pshat is both of them really are muchzik in the karka. Because the one that got the tree, he needs the karka for the tree to grow. We're talking about now, you have enough land, just enough of these trees. So the one that has the tree for sure gets the right in the karka. And the one that got the karka also has the right to have the karka. So blais like shneyim amuchzak, and they're both arguing on the karka. Therefore on the karka we say achleiku. They both have an equal share in the karka. Just the one that gets the tree, he keeps the tree by himself. So the Bali Lonis, he keeps the tree completely by himself. And the other one, the Balakaka, share, half the kaka goes to him, and half the kaka goes to the Bali Lonis, he needs it for his trees. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah.
You're holding up Lamed Zayin Omen Aleph on the bottom by the two dots. Where it says, Pshita. Mochar karka v'shayi rilonis. Let's say Reuven that owned first the field with the trees on the field, and what he did now was he sold the field to somebody else. Mochar karka, Reuven sold his field to somebody else, but v'shayi rilonis lefonov, he left over the trees for himself. So lochrit yesh la karka, even though he sold the karka, but he did not mean to sell the karka around the trees. Like he asked the owner to lease the property right around the trees. That's the svar he left over for himself, the karka around the trees. And the Mora says, V'afidu l'Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, the Yoma that we'll see later on, he says later on in the Masechta, that Meicher B'ayin Yofa Meicher, that Rabbi Akiva holds when you sell something to somebody else, you sell it with a good eye. That means you sell everything. There, let's say you sell somebody the field and you own the bore, you own like a ditch of water in the middle. So Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't even leave over for yourself the road to walk to that ditch. You sell the person all the karka, and you only leave over for yourself just the bore. So Rabbi Akiva holds a svara that when you sell something, you mean to be nice, and you sell everything. Still over here, even though you said you're selling all the karka, you for sure meant to leave over some karka, some land around the trees. Why? Hanimili, when does Rabbi Akiva say that you sell all the property, gabe bor vidus? Like if you only left over in your property a ditch of water, or vidus, or another type of a ditch, there, the leimachshu biarya, over there you should know the ditch like doesn't do any damage to the property next door. So therefore, it's possible to say you sold all the karka, and the only thing left over for yourself was just the ditch. You don't even have a right to walk there to get to your ditch. You're going to have to buy the rishus off the person you sold it to walk there. That's because the ditch that you own now does not do any damage to